I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's get ready to rumble!
He's the fastest man on the planet. He'd have got there, rabbits.
Beers, beers and more beers. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
What about Andrew King? Put him in the second. Put him somewhere. He's too good for this game.
Yes, yes. I said I wouldn't be uploading a podcast today, but had a little bit of concrete hardened up. Teamless Tuesday has come and gone. There is a little bit to talk about, so we'll get straight into it. First game of the week, Raiders and the Rabbitohs. Couple of ins, couple of outs. Bailey Simonson comes back in for the Raiders. I guess the big thing here is Josh Papali is out. I didn't catch much of the Raiders game last week, and I haven't seen too much. I'm not too sure whether this is a dropping or if it's an injury, but Ricky Stewart definitely making a statement here with the forwards he's picked. I mean, it's been the talk of the town for the last couple of weeks, hasn't it? How they're not standing up, and Rick Stewart's continually making changes. We see Ryan James and Emre Guler continue to start. Emre Guler played big minutes last week, probably a little bit overpriced based off his games last year to be looking at a pick. Back row still Cordy Hatawira-Naira and Elliot Whitehead, and Ryan Sutton is still the 13. Benches Havili, Tarpany, Horsburgh, and Hudson Young. It looks like when Bennett isn't playing cheeky buggers this week, with the team that he's named, we see Cody Walker at fullback, Alex Johnston, Dane Gagai, Campbell Graham, Jackson Paulo as the backline, Marshall and Reynolds as the halves. Last week, we saw a little bit of chopping and changing with Bennett and his rotation, but it looks this week is pretty cut and dry. With the way Benji Marshall played last week, there's no need to drop him with Latrell Mitchell out, and Cody Walker did a solid job at fullback, so definitely can see that moving forward until Latrell Mitchell comes back. As for the forwards, not a whole lot that you expect to see changing here. The Storm take on the Sharks in a game where I think the Sharks are going to be playing pretty desperate footy, but I don't think they're going to get over the top of the Storm here. We see Ryan Papenhuyzen not named. The talk is that he is expected to miss up to 3 weeks with that injury that he has suffered. The Storm named themselves with Tom Eisenhuth in the centres. That sees Remus Smith move to the wing with George Jennings out of the side. Nelson Asifa-Solomona is also an exclusion from this side. And as for the Sharks, it looks to be the choices made that Will Kennedy holds his fullback spot with Matt Moylan dropping out of the side. Sean Johnston and Chad Townsend are your halves. Wade Graham comes back into the side. He starts along with Britton Okoro. That means Teague Wilton drops to the bench. The big talking point here, though, is Josh Dugan has been dropped for defensive issues. And that sees new recruit Will Chambers move into the starting side. Will Chambers is just priced way too high for his output in Supercoach. I think he's well up over 400k from when I looked at him when he was named, so not really a Supercoach option to look at there. It's interesting to see that Moeen Hoddy holds his spot after bombing about 17 tries on the weekend, so Josh Dugan's been cut through defensive actions, but Hoddy stays due to poor finishing. So yeah, interesting that the axe has been swung. Aiden Tomlin comes back into the side. He starts along with Aaron Woods as well, so a little bit of a shake-up there with Braden Hamlin-Ueli to the bench. The Broncos and the Titans are the next game. I think a lot of people will be looking at David Fifita as a captain option. I mean, the last time he scored a hat-trick, people capped him the week after. He'd pump out a 78 doing nothing and then pumped out a hat-trick the week after. So it's going to be interesting to see if he can hold his spot. The talk of today was coach Kevin Walter swinging the axe. That's exactly what he's done here. We see Anthony Milford come back into the side. He's going to pair out with Tyson Gamble in the halves. That sees Brody Croft drop out. That also sees Tom Dearden drop out as well. If the Broncos were playing the first bye week, I'd definitely be looking at Payne Haas. Even if he's not playing the first bye week, I think he's going to be a very solid option for the next 4 or 5 weeks until Origin picks up. Payne Haas looks back to his best. Matt Lodge, I was happy with his first stint as an owner. He looked to be playing a more ball-playing role in the second half. I hope that that's rectified and he is more an impact man moving forward with the likes of someone like Ethan Bullimore or Reece Kennedy maybe playing a little bit more ball, because the Broncos just looked that much better when they had Matt Lodge and Payne Haas on the field running straight compared to that middle part of the game when they sort of lost it. It's going to be tough for the Broncos to get up for this one, I think. I think the Titans are going to be way too strong. But as for the Titans, Sam Lustoni and Patrick Herbert are the two that go out with injury. That sees Anthony Don, Philip Sami, Brian Kelly, Corey Thompson as the back line, with AJ Brimson in the front row, Jared Wallace, Moe Fodawaker. And the regular names that you'd see, you'd see Tyrone Peachy, David Fifita, Kevin Proctor. So not a whole lot of big Supercoach news there for the Titans, but yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how the Broncos respond to, I guess, the more changes that are happening. I understand why Kevin Walters is doing it, but it's going to be hard to form these kind of partnerships if we're dropping players week in, week out. I don't think the Broncos would have expected to make the eight this year. So, yeah, I don't know why they're too stressed about results. Definitely a rebuilding year for them. The next game, the Panthers take on the Seagulls. Appy Coruscant comes into the nine, but the way the Panthers have been playing, nothing else has changed here. Brett Naden and Scott Sorensen come onto the extended bench, but apart from that, there's not a whole lot else to talk about. Mitch Kenny drops out of the side. Robert Jennings is still on the extended bench. So, yeah, the way the Panthers are playing, there is no need to make changes. And, yeah, Appy Coruscant comes in, which is just going to make this side even more stronger. As for the Seagulls, Tom Trbojevic at fullback, just killing people that don't own him week in, week out. I'm going to be one of those, unfortunately. But not a whole lot of changes here. They're in great form as well. So two sides hitting their straps. I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be closer than what people think. I would just be worried about that defense on both sides. I think it's going to be one of those low-scoring games, unfortunately, for players that are looking to captain them. Bulldogs, Eels. I mean, it's great to see the Bulldogs get their first win, but I think they're going to be brought back down to reality this week. Dallin Watzinski-Lesniak comes into the side on the extended bench. Nick Meaney named it fullback. Curious to see what's going to happen with them and what kind of rotation that Coach Trent Barrett is going to be using, but looks like they've kept a very similar side. Good to see Brad Dietz is named after copping a pretty sick head knock as well. But yeah, look, the Bulldogs making very little changes to their side, which is to be expected after a good win. For the Eels, the big inclusion here is Ryan Madison. But not as you know it. Ryan Madison named on the bench. That means Isaiah Papali'i and Sean Lane are in the back row. So Maddo on the bench. It's going to be interesting to see if his role stays on the bench. He's too good to keep there long term. But whether Sean Lane drops out or they want to use Papali'i as a sort of a rotational piece off the bench is what they were using him in the first couple of weeks. So I think that's a game to keep your eye out for in terms of what Maddo's production is going to be like. The Knights and the Roosters, the big talking points here, Lachlan Fitzgibbon, named on the extendeds, but by the sounds of it, he will be playing reserve grade and not looking at coming back to the first grade squad for a couple of weeks. Yeah, apart from that, not a whole lot else has changed here for the Knights. On the Roosters side of things, though, there's plenty to talk about. James Tedesco has been named. We know the Roosters have a pretty strict concussion policy, so it's going to be very interesting to see if he gets named. Hopefully we get the news beforehand. I think that's going to dictate people's trades. If you're like myself that have Pappenhausen and Tedesco, obviously we can't keep both of them. So look, fingers crossed Teddy's okay and we can cut some corners on trades, but if not, we would expect to see Joseph Manu move to fullback and young Joseph Suwali get a start. You've also got Maki Ikavalu there on standby as well, so interesting. But also, CRC Watakiaho named at number 17. Kind of gross for super coaches with Isaac Liu and Lindsay Collins starting. Look, personally, I think if Liu plays, he'll be coming off the bench as he has been. I don't see why you'd play TKO if you're not going to start him. If the injury's the concern, then don't play him at all. The first game on Sunday sees the Warriors take on the Cowboys, and great news for Tohu Harris owners. He's back into the side. Adam Pompey back. David Fusatua's back. And Sean O'Sullivan's back as well. So they get a few troops back in for the Warriors. I think they're going to be up for this game. I think they're going to win it. I think they're going to win it quite easily. Interesting to see that young Reece Walsh is named at 6, with Roger Tuivasa-Sheck back at fullback. We also see Rocco Berry named in the centres as well. Another one of these guys I was very, very high on preseason. So, look, it's great to see that the Warriors are blooding these kids in. I think they're going to be staples of the team moving forward. In terms of the forwards, we've got Jermaine Stewart-Brown at prop, Egan and Kane Evans at the other prop. Josh Curran is named, but is challenging his suspension call. The judiciary will go in and determine how they see fit as to his future playing. Ben Menopmasilla is the other back row, with Tohu Harris, like we said, back at 13, which I think is going to help. The Warriors have a really good bench. They've got Jazz Savunga, Lisa Naamia, Buntia Fall, Bally Sirenen as their bench. So, yeah, definitely one of the best benches in the comp, I think. On the Cowboys side of things, there is a few ins, a few outs. Esan Masters is out. Mitch Dunn is out. Jason Tamalolo is named again. So that hand injury has cleared up. That was his other hand that he injured. I think he's going to help a lot moving forward. Hopefully, we can get Jason Tamalolo back to his best. He's going to be a great option to pick up in your second row to bolster that. But yeah, look, great to see him back, like we touched on, the halves, Stayers, Drinkwater and Hampton. I think have been working well. Valentine Holmes, though, is an attacking flair in that side. And the very, very last game of the round sees the Dragons take on the Tigers, a game that I'm probably not going to be watching as a Tigers fan. It's just a hard watch. They have no outs, the Tigers. They've got Joey Leilua, Thomas McKayley, and Tom Amone to come in, but they are all on the extendeds, with BJ coming into the centres in the starting side. For the Dragons, Ben Hunt, Jackson Ford, Junior Amone, Max Fiege, Farmasuli, they're all ins. In terms of the starting side, we see Max Fiege come into the start. It's going to be interesting to see if Coach Anthony Griffin holds Fiege long-term. Definitely going to be a good downgrade option for you guys if he is to hold that spot long-term whilst Piera is out. For the forwards, though, nothing has changed. The bench is Josh Maguire, Daniel Alvaro, Billy Burns, Adam Clune, and a lot of those ins are on the extended bench. So, yeah, look, a couple of cheapies named. It's going to be interesting to see what their job security is like. A couple of one-sided games, I feel. I think a lot of people's teams are going to be hinging on James Tedesco. I mean, hopefully TKO gets back to starting. I mean, Milford comes back. Will Chambers comes back. Josh Papali has been dropped. I know at the start of the show I said I wasn't sure if it was through injury, but midway through recording this, I got a notification to say that he has been dropped. So, interesting that Ricky Stewart has swung the axe that hard, but I think it might be a shake-up needed, not only for him, but for the club and for the Maroons as well. But for now, guys, keep your friends close and keep your pods closer.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.